what we call it, treasure hunt. I'm gonna go go to Mathura and look for what's it? There's a key to the heart, and the key unlocks some anarthas, and then you have to be careful about who they meet along the way and what kind of advice they get in case they get misled. So that's the
training.
Any thoughts or questions or anything that we should?
Guru Maharaj, since reading Navavraj Mahima, since I've been reading that book, when I come to this visit, when I came to Navarajdham, it just changed my consciousness. Because I'm coming along and seeing Navarajdham now, it makes me appreciate Navarajdham more. Because I'm reading that book and seeing through your eyes the different places where Krishna performed his pastimes, I become more attached to the place. That's just a realization I've had recently while reading those books and coming here. You can become more immersed in the place that you're coming to.
That's the principle of hearing, is that the more we hear about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's abode, the more we become attached to them, because Krishna's Krishna, he's all attractive, so you'll naturally become attracted. And the problem becomes is when people try to be Krishna conscious without hearing about Krishna, or exposing themselves to Krishna's names or Krishna's lila, Krishna's teachings. If we by hearing we get faith and our hearts become purified, we get attachment, and ultimately we get love. And it all comes just by that simple process of hearing about Krishna. That's the when Drona and Dara, they perform their austerities, and when they asked for benediction, they wanted, number one, not only to have the Lord as their son, but they wanted that his pastimes to be so attractive, especially his childhood pastimes, that anyone who heard about them would just become attached, attracted, and would develop love. And that's the entire principle that underlines Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto, whatever station someone is in, whatever type of relationship they like, all of these are offered, either as parent, or as master, or as a cowherd, or as a lover, or a husband. It's all there. And And by hearing the bell, then one in that way becomes qualified to enter and participate in that which we're hearing.
Is it natural then, the more we practice Krishna consciousness, the more we hear, the more we remember Krishna's pastimes, it becomes more spontaneous?
Yeah.
To think, rather than sometimes when we first come to Krishna consciousness, we tend to try to force or try to pretend something that we're not. But by practice, it becomes more natural.
We're trying to pretend something that we are, not what we're not. We are a spirit soul, but because we're so conditioned to being this body, that it seems to us artificial trying to become a spirit soul. But what's artificial is being a material body. That's what's artificial. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, we follow the rules out of obligation, and that's not artificial. That's how to sort of wean ourselves off of the bad habit of identifying with this body and conducting our whole existence as if we were, that's what we were, and facing the goal of our lives or our whole purpose for existing on this bodily concept of life. And to get off that is not easy. Therefore, it requires restraint, self-control. And when devotees practice that self-control, that may appear to be a certain level of you're forcing, or it's artificial, but it's not really artificial.
Okay, Prabhupada says, becomes second nature,
then second nature becomes first. Yeah, it becomes second nature. Those activities of chanting and hearing, which one accepts, takes vow and chant, but if someone becomes Krishna conscious, then he sort of can't do anything but chant. It's such a natural activity. But it, spontaneous means that as our spiritual nature is awakened, spontaneous means that it's sort of natural. We start acting, conducting ourselves as spirit souls. Then it becomes increasingly spontaneous, and as the identity of the soul, then it becomes very natural. But one can't also, just like sometimes, I perceive that somewhat of a controversy, devotees say that yes, spontaneous devotional service is the way, and unless you're saying that from the get-go, then you're not really practicing Krishna consciousness, and you're not really leading people in the proper way. But you can't force spontaneity, and that it doesn't come by any type of force. It comes as a natural consequence of purification of the heart. Either it's spontaneous or it's not, in which case it's regulated. And therefore, regulated devotional service is the conduct or the path of devotional service that devotees practice, and then which Prabhupada conducts oneself as a neophyte. And then even when one becomes a very realized spiritually, still he externally conducts himself like a a conditioned soul, like a practitioner. In sort of Western parlance, it's nobody else's business what one's personal relationship is. De akkor kint csináljuk majd az ajánlatot. Ott kint készítünk? Hey, Shabby Harry?
Igen.
Akkor kint kellene készíteni?
Kint, igen, már letöröltük az oltárat.
És ott kellene díszíteni?
Jó,
mert akkor én már az ajánlatot ott kint csináljuk, nem?
Hanji.
Oké. Okay. Akkor őket most kiviszem.
Is it the more advanced we become, even if we experience the good times and also the bad times of Krishna consciousness, we will see that as Krishna's mercy, even if we're going through a bad time.
Yeah. Bad time. Well, when you see it as mercy, then you just accept it's Krishna's purification, and mercy is absolute. It's neither good nor bad. It's always beneficial. Good and bad is just how we see things, because we're conditioned to see things like that. Something's good, something's bad. But from Krishna's point of view, there's no good and bad. If we steal, it's bad. Krishna steals. There's nothing bad. Krishna doesn't do anything bad. He dances with other people's wives. It's all absolute. It's all good because they're all his. So there's nothing. There's no duality in him because he is everything, and everything is his. So no question of anything being bad or good. It's all divine. And so his mercy is just exhibition of reciprocation with us, to bring us up and up and up. It's like Krishna's associates who, may eternally go through all kinds of trying situations. We may see that they're bad, but they just see that this is the will of the Lord. If we can just accept Krishna's will, then life becomes much easier for us. Much, much easier. Hare Krishna.